Thanks so much for being with us. Are you in your car? Are you en route somewhere?
I am, yes.
All right. Well, thanks so much for a few minutes. I wanted to get your impression of the state of the state given by the governor from a different aspect, though. We know that he focused on business and education, and he talked about the bridge and partnerships, but there are a few things that he didn't talk about: infrastructure, law enforcement, prisons, budget deficits, which could top $2 billion, challenges with the unions, with the teacher salaries, pork projects, earmarks, social services, just a few topics that are going to keep you busy for a while. Is there a reason he didn't talk about those?
I think there are only so many things you can talk about in one speech. But what he did mention were the upcoming addresses. I think a lot of what you mentioned would be coming up in the budget address that he's looking to do in February. He talked about a government reform address in March. Maybe some of it would be in there. And then an education-specific address in April. So he's talking about breaking it out. There are significant issues, and they're involved, and they're detailed. So we'll need to get to those, but you just can only do so much at one time with a speech. So I think what he laid out, our job one is job, so that was the focus of this speech.
There were
and
some,
then those other issues are coming.
There were some interesting comments that he had made, especially when you talk about some issues like health care and we really needing to make sure that we're healthier and dealing with that. You would think that that would almost be a Democratic topic, if you will, as been brought up, especially in dealing with kids, by Michelle Obama. But what I really found out is that's business, because when you can keep health care costs down, I would imagine that's going to be better for not only state government, but for business as a whole.
That's very true. I think it's an issue of personal responsibility. We have to make sure that we understand that we're responsible for ourselves, and we've got to take care of ourselves. We have to understand that there are consequences to not doing so. One thing in Michigan is that if we are not healthy, then health care costs are even higher in Michigan than they are in other states. And that is something that business looks at when they're looking at whether they're going to bring their jobs here. So the governor was clear about the call to action. This is not just his office. It's not just the legislature. We need our citizens involved, and our citizens taking care of their health will actually have an impact on jobs.
Speaker Bolger, it's interesting how we, the media, always try to pour gasoline on the fire. And when the governor mentioned helping business by taking labeling out of the process, that created an uproar, if you will. I've seen it everywhere across the state. When you talk about people being able to look at products and knowing what the price is, talk about your thoughts about that topic.
I think that's an antiquated law. We're talking about item pricing, the price tag on every individual product. I'd ask how many Michiganders have traveled to another state in the last couple of years, and what the governor's talking about are doing what 48 other states have done, and that is removing that mandate. I think we can protect consumers. Consumers can be informed, and yet we don't have to go to the lengths that Michigan has done. So I think it is a jobs issue. The governor put a $2 billion price tag that Michigan consumers pay. But it's an example. Each individual bureaucracy, red tape that gets in the way may not seem that big a deal individually, but piled up, they become the straw that breaks the camel's back. It's one more thing that makes Michigan uncompetitive.
I wonder if common ground could be found, as opposed to labeling every item, maybe putting a label right in the front of the shelf where each product is.
And again, I think we can get there. What he talked about was making sure that we take advantage of current technology and that we're not duplicative in the efforts, very manual process to label each individual item. And again, I ask you and your listeners to think about when you've traveled to our neighboring states, did you notice there was any issue? And I think most people would say, no, they never even really noticed that there's a difference.
Speaker, it's interesting the interest that the governor and you have in Detroit, especially with the bridge and putting an office to help with urban issues. Discuss that.
Well, I think to have a healthy Michigan, we have to have a healthy Detroit. I mean, it's just so key. Southeast Michigan is key, as is the rest of the state. And again, I was glad to hear the governor talk about agriculture as well. But the entire state is important. The governor did talk about the bridge, and we'll get to exploring how he says this proposal is different from the last one that we saw in the House. But it is, we shouldn't have any regionalism. We shouldn't have any disputes. The governor's talked about pulling us together as Michiganders, and I agree completely with that. We need our rural development. We need to focus on agriculture. At the same time, we need a healthy Detroit.
There was so much dysfunction with the Speaker's office and the Lieutenant Governor and the rest of the Senate and the House. What have you done to change that climate?
So we've got an ongoing strong communication that I really appreciate. The governor has not surprised me, and I hope he would say that I've not surprised him. We've got those ongoing conversations as the House lays out its agenda, the governor lays out his, the Senate lays out theirs, and we're already talking about, where we agree, let's put the action plan forward as to how we're going to get those things accomplished. Where we find any differences, let's sit down and talk about how we resolve those. Let's not do that in the batting back and forth between legislation. Let's sit around the same table and get to the same point.
Is it really possible to get a two-year budget completed by May 31st?
Yes. We have to do it. I believe we have to do it. We have to show our citizens that we're going to look long-term. We have to make long-term decisions. And because there will be very difficult decisions in there, we have to give our local communities and our school districts time to have those numbers so that they can work on their budgets, which are due at the end of June.
When talking about that budget process, do you think that there is enough in earmarks and in pork and tax benefits that you could find a resolution to balance the budget?
We don't have the same situation in Lansing in Washington, D.C. with earmarks or projects, and we have to balance our budget every year. It's constitutionally mandated. But you talk about tax credits and those things, and I think we need to change the dynamic. We need to make sure that we look at what is effective and what is not. We have to make sure that we're getting value for dollars, and that absolutely includes tax credits. Further, I think that that's the wrong way to go about economic development. I think we have to have a lower, broader, simpler tax structure, simpler being key, and allow our citizens to choose their future, their destiny, their dreams, not elected officials deciding what is the latest, greatest business that they want to attract.
All right, today and next week, what's number one on your agenda to accomplish?
Jobs. We have a committee process that's studying issues. We are going already. The committees have already started to meet with bills. It may take us a little bit to get to voting on bills on the floor, but that's because we're going to make sure that we do things right. But the overarching issue is jobs for Michigan citizens.
And what are you going to do about that?
There are three key areas that we have to reform. We have to reform government spending and operations. That will come through the budget as well as other reforms that we can adopt. We have to reform taxes. Again, that lower, simpler, broader tax structure. And we have to lower regulation. We have to cut red tape. We have to make sure that we do things to make Michigan more competitive. And we have to entertain all ideas that would make Michigan a more competitive place to provide a job.
Speaker, I know you're busy. Appreciate your time this morning. Enjoy your day.
No, thanks, Tony.